In the news recently, we've heard lots of reporting about the truth. We've heard the famous phrase, fake news. In other words, fake truth. The difficulty in this is distinguishing the real truth from the fake truth. But what I've learned is that there is truth in everything. Not always will it be wholly true, but often there are little nuggets of wisdom everywhere. Wisdom is in all things and in all places. There are a lot of places to find wisdom in the world, primarily church. For example, when I was about 6 years old in Sunday school, they taught us how to make small Jesus figurines using a popsicle stick and a toilet paper roll. Let me show you. So we would cut the toilet paper roll in half, and we glued the backs together. Then we drew a little smiley face on a popsicle stick and glued it to the base of the toilet paper roll. My Jesus even had a little pipe cleaner halo. From this, however, I did not draw a lot of wisdom. My mother, on the other hand, seems to find some meaning in it as she brings it out for display every Christmas. When I was 8 in Sunday school, they asked us to write something from the Bible that was most important to us. At 8 years old, I didn't really know any Bible verses, so I wrote the only one that I did know. I wrote it on a long strip of paper, each letter a different color, and I had to paraphrase a little bit using only words that I knew how to spell. Treat others as you want to be treated. These are words that I live by every day. Another place to find wisdom is school, surprisingly. In my calculus class, we were learning antiderivatives. I would explain what that is, but we learned it in the second semester of a senior-only class, and I was not paying attention. But when it came time to take the semester final, I was panicked, so I asked my teacher for help. I said to him, "Mr. Stern, do you have any advice on what I might do well on this test?" He gave me two answers. He said, "As your teacher, study the formulas." Now, my actual advice is that you panic whenever you come across a problem you don't know. When you come across a difficult problem, slow down, take a deep breath, and take your time. Now, that I can derive some value from. And one of my favorite places to find wisdom these days is Twitter. I find myself clicking on the little blue bird icon and scrolling through tons of tweets. One account I follow is called Ken Bone. He might be a familiar name because he asked a question during the second presidential debate and immediately went viral. I am one of his 200,000 followers. Another big personality that I follow on Twitter is Donald Trump. He is a very prolific Twitterer. And I know that he and I have at least one thing in common. We both love being mentioned in tweets. And while I have yet to tweet about him, he has, in fact, tweeted about me. The day he was elected, I, along with many of my classmates, went to the National Mall and protested. This is his response tweet. "Just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now, professional protesters, incited by the media, are protesting. Very unfair." Well, thanks for the compliment, Donald, Mr. President. But we're not professionals. But from then on, I knew one place not to look for wisdom is in Donald Trump's Twitter feed. So for all of the tweets out there consisting of both true tweets and fake tweets, there are a lot of different ways to spread wisdom. But in fact, I've learned that more wisdom comes from good questions rather than good answers. For example, these are some questions that I've tweeted out. Why aren't there adult-sized playgrounds? Where are all the restaurants that specialize in cereal? If you plant an egg, does it become an eggplant? Is my common application cursed or what? And what is God's role in any of this? Now, I have yet to receive a tweet back that answers any of these questions, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop asking. The church, absent of a Twitter account, has nonetheless been important to me. For instance, when I did my Eagle project here, Mr. Grosnick and Mr. Bennett were invaluable, helpful every step of the way. Not a Sunday goes by that Doris Taylor doesn't find me and give me an enormous hug. Joe Bush was patient and informative during my confirmation. Alexis has been a fantastic mentor to all of us in the youth group. And even though it looks like we're on our phones in the balcony, we're probably tweeting about the sermon. And of course, we're all gonna miss the good Reverend Tutt. I regularly enjoy his sermons, but his children's sermons always resonate with me. However, I do have a bone to pick with him. You posted on Facebook earlier this week a couple of presidential tweets, totally stealing my thunder. Come on, Tim. Now, I feel confident saying on behalf of my fellow Westmoreland seniors and our graduating class, we've learned that this community is like no other, and we've seen firsthand how important all of the support is. It's been 12 years since I paraphrased the Golden Rule. Since then, I've found another that I can both spell and use in my everyday life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. There are a lot of good places to find wisdom in this world, and here's one more. Find me on Twitter, @ Christian Oakley. Amen.